From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Donald Trump mended some fences by endorsing key Republicans in Congress. Speaking to a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Trump said that he would endorse House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan in his race for re-election. In prepared remarks, Trump also endorsed the candidacy of Arizona Senator John McCain.
I hold in the highest esteem Senator John McCain for his service to our country in uniform and in public office, and I fully support and endorse his reelection.
Trump also endorsed New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte. In an interview earlier this week, the Republican nominee had said he was not quite there yet when it came to endorsing Ryan in his primary race. He had also praised Ryan's opponent for running a very good campaign. Meanwhile, Friday, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee, told a convention of black and Hispanic journalists in Washington that she will work to regain the American people's trust. FBI Director James Comey said last month that Clinton was extremely careless when she used a private email server while she was Secretary of State. However, he said her behavior was not criminal. The opening ceremony for Rio de Janeiro's Olympic Games is underway with a roaring crowd of tens of thousands and a pop song expressing love for Brazil. Fireworks, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, and dozens of dancers took part in the four-hour show with bright colors, shiny fabric, and plenty of Brazilian passion. More than 3 billion people are expected to watch the ceremony on television. This is VOA News. An independent police review panel has released body camera video of Chicago police showing the moments before and after an officer fatally shot an unarmed black teenager following a car chase. In the video, officers can be seen shooting at 18-year-old Paul O'Neill as he sped away in a black Jaguar that he had allegedly stolen. The car later crashed into a police cruiser and the officers chased O'Neill on foot. The fatal shooting is not shown, but one officer is heard asking if O'Neill had shot at police. A lawyer for O'Neill's family, Michael Oppenheimer, accused the police officers of taking the law into their own hands.
It is one of the most horrific things that I have seen, aside from being in a movie. These police officers decided to play judge, jury, and executioner.
New rules mandate that Chicago police must release footage of a fatal shooting within 60 days. The rules were put in place after officers shot and killed another black teenager, 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, in 2014. Lawyers representing a U.S.-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, said that Turkey has not provided enough evidence of his involvement in last month's failed military coup attempt. Turkey has called on the United States to extradite Gulen back to Turkey, but has not filed a formal request. Speaking to reporters in Washington Friday, one of Gulen's attorneys, Reid Weingarten, said that Ankara has to show due cause before Gulen could be extradited.
Extradition is fundamentally a legal process, and we are lawyers, and we deal with evidence, and we deal with due process. And guess what? In extradition proceedings, evidence matters and due process matters.
Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday warned that followers of Fethullah Gulen could threaten security in other countries. The Turkish government has said that Gulen, a former ally of President Erdogan, masterminded the coup attempt by renegade officers in the Turkish military. The U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counterterrorism strike in Yemen. In a statement Friday, the U.S. Central Command said the strike occurred in the Shabwa province in central Yemen against fighters of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. The U.S. economy added 255,000 jobs in July. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the unemployment rate stayed at 4.9%. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.